As China continues to rise as a global power, interest in learning Chinese has been increasing dramatically in the United States. To help meet that demand, the Confucius Institute at the University of Hawaii has been developing language classes for young people and adults. Now in its second year, the Institute is getting national recognition for creating the country's first Chinese language immersion sports camp.
Oh, no, it's mine.
Well, 我喜欢 ping pong.
What does that mean?
I like ping pong.
You may not think you can learn Chinese by playing ping pong, but as these young people are discovering, they can. And it's fun. That's why they've come from around the country to spend 3 weeks at this Chinese language immersion sports camp in Hawaii. High school senior Raphael Leonard is here because he'd like to go into business in China someday.
Even if they can speak English, it's helpful to be able to speak Chinese so that you can relate to them more when you're trying to find out about their company and their goals for the future and how they plan to improve their stock.
Leonard isn't alone. Elaine Guo also thinks learning Chinese may someday help her in her career. The 17-year-old from Pennsylvania also wants to connect with her heritage.
Both of my parents are Chinese, and when I was at home, I listened to them. Sometimes they talk in Chinese, and I start to think, you know what, like, I think Chinese is really cool, and I want to learn how to speak Chinese fluently, and that's why I'm in here.
Guo and the other students are not learning Chinese by memorizing words in a book. The idea behind the camp is that learning the language should be fun and part of their daily activities. Whether they're playing ping pong, doing calligraphy, hiking, or talking in class about everyday things like the foods they like.
Fun.
Rice.
对。下一个汉堡包。
But learning Chinese can be a challenge. Just ask 14-year-old Avery Ashwell of Texas.
It's hard. It's not. I've been taking Spanish since I was in kindergarten, so I speak pretty good Spanish, and it came naturally to me, but Chinese is completely different. Like, it didn't come naturally. It's really different than English.
I want you to think about what you don't like. So how do we say we don't like?
我不喜欢.
Like the boo. It's like at Halloween time, you go out and you boo someone. You say, you knock on the door, you say boo. In Chinese, boo is no.
我不喜欢.
Approximately every fifth person in the world speaks some sort of Chinese. Most people who speak Chinese speak Mandarin.
Camp director Cindy Ning is the co-director of the Confucius Institute at the University of Hawaii. She's also the executive director of the Chinese Language Teachers Association. She says she's seen a huge demand for Chinese language programs and teachers in American schools. So teachers are invited to the camp to sharpen their classroom skills and learn how to incorporate activities into their lessons. Ning says using sports is a unique approach to teaching Chinese language and culture.
People think of learning a language as a very intellectual thing, and sports is a very physical thing, and often they don't go together, but learning language is not just intellectual. It involves experience, involves movement, involves tasting, involves hearing, involves many other things than just thinking. And one reason why we have a sports camp is to drive home that idea that language learning happens in life and it involves the whole person.
Campers end their day with Chinese martial arts known as wushu. The students count in Mandarin as they perform their wushu movements.
I like the martial arts part the most because it's very spiritual.
Hunter K is from Hawaii.
With each move I execute, like, I could feel energy flowing through me, but also that when the teacher is speaking to me in Chinese, like, I actually feel like I'm in China almost.
These students and teachers realize that it's impossible to become fluent in a foreign language in just 3 weeks. But by participating in the Chinese Language Immersion Sports Camp, they've made a good start, and they're having a lot of fun in the process. Many say the experience has also inspired them to learn more about Chinese culture. And in keeping with tradition, at the end of each class, the campers thank their teacher and say goodbye, just as students do in China.
同学们再见。
I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.